Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A winter storm watch begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow and remains in effect until midnight Monday night. Highs around 33 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. 6 to 12 inches of snow tomorrow through Sunday night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A western Kansas school district faces a multi-million dollar setback after the state rejects its school bond proposal despite voters approving it. Greeley County Schools proposed a $4.6 million bond in 2024, and there was a special election in May. A few months later, in August, the Attorney General's office let the district know it blocked the bond. The AG's decision also noted that the election was not in compliance with a 2023 bill that mandates notices for bond elections must be posted by a newspaper and the county election website 21 days before the election. However, Greeley County does not have a website. The state of Kansas collected 6.3% more taxes than estimated in 2024. The state of Kansas collected $66.7 million more than expected in 2024. The total tax collections were up 8.1% from December of 2023. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for nearly 50 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
One person was injured in a Morris County crash Thursday night. A 2011 GMC Acadia was eastbound on K-209, 2 miles west of Woodbine, when a 2013 Ford Fiesta was northbound on U-77. The GMC didn't stop at the stop sign, went into the intersection, and was hit by the Ford. The driver of the GMC, 59-year-old Harold Hutton of Nevada, was taken to Geary County Hospital with serious injuries. The Kansas Department of Transportation said crews will not pre-treat the roads before this weekend's winter storm. With the forecast calling for rain to kick off the storm, the pre-treatment would be washed away. Before the storm hits Kansas, though, you'll want to make sure your vehicle is winterized. One of the first steps you should take is to check the tread on your tires. If the roads are slick, you could lose traction if your tires don't have enough tread. Another important item on the checklist is to make sure you have enough coolant. If your coolant is low, your car may have trouble heating up. And finally, make sure you check your battery and oil. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that they are investing more than $9.7 million in the state of Nebraska for rural and tribal communities across the state to expand access for safe drinking water, along with wastewater disposal. As according to KSNB Local Channel 4, they say that they are making the investment through the Water and Waste Disposal Loans and Grants Program. As according to Joanne Scheel, the USDA Rural Development Acting State Director for Nebraska, they say, quote, "We know that to build strong communities, we must be devoted to health and safety of the people. The investments announced today will build urgently needed and enhanced infrastructure that will provide safe water and sanitation use to meet needs for the people of Nebraska." The money and the programs will be dispersed among the entire state, including the village of Barnston, that will receive more than $570,000 in a loan to make the improvements to their existing wastewater system, along with money going to be used to replace unused wells.
More to drive in 2025 at Rusty Eck Ford. More selection. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles all ready for you to drive home today. More for your trade. Get the best value for your trade-in vehicle. More award-winning service. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Recognized for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Our factory-certified technicians are here to care for all your auto repair needs. We offer vehicle pickup and drop-off services, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance. More financing options. Our financing team will find the best options to get you into a new car, truck, or SUV. Enjoy zero down payment and low APR financing. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
This is Katie Jeter with KNDY Radio, and I'm back again with Marysville Superintendent Darren Schroeder to talk about the new cell phone policy that was implemented at the beginning of the school year.
I can give you a few examples on how the cell phone policy is going right now, and that would be from our, it's more prevalent or relevant to our junior senior high building, but the admin at the junior senior high has reported at that level, it's been a game changer. It's helped the overall culture of their building and the school community. The students are more social at lunch. The younger students actually seem to be eating better, spending more time eating than being on their phones. And the staff do not feel like they have to be the phone police throughout the day. So those are all positives.
The cell phone policy has been a positive start so far.
Without a doubt. I think the positives have far outweighed the negatives that might be happening on occasion with kids that might get their phones taken away, et cetera. But we saw so many positives with social interaction. Student engagement is increasing. Staff is reporting good success. And administration is not having to deal with so many issues because of phones. So, yeah, without a doubt.
It could also help with the students' future education.
Well, for sure the hope is that as student engagement increases because of lack of phone use, their capacity to learn will increase. And that will provide them with an increase in their knowledge that they'll use to be successful in their future careers or their post-secondary aspirations. We're not only worried about their education, but the positive impact it can have to help deter them from developing any of the four foundational harms that have been cited in the recommendations. And because of increased screen time. And those four foundations are something that we're going to look at heavily. And there's social deprivation, sleep deprivation, attention fragmentation, and leading to addiction. So those are all things we're taking into account when we're talking about looking at decreased personal device time in the school environment.
And it's trying to create a better learning environment.
Well, like I stated earlier, you know, we're trying not to look at it as limitations, but we're trying to look at it as that we're trying to create the best learning environment for our students. And, you know, the personal devices such as cell phones, they're impacting our student engagement in such a negative way. And so we need to analyze how we can continue to create that best possible learning environment for our students and also help them build understanding of healthy habits or personal devices, so it does not impact their future success.
You can find more information on the cell phone policy in the student handbook on the school's website.
Joan Spinagle, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, January 4th, 10:30 a.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial will follow 1 p.m. at Prospect Hill Cemetery, north of Blue Rapids. A visitation will be held Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, with family receiving friends 5 to 7 p.m. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Joan Spinagle. Randy Jones, age 62, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. A rosary service will be held 8 p.m. January 3rd at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Funeral service will be held Saturday, January 4th, 10:30 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Randy Jones.
Eleanor J. Zimmerman, age 80, passed away December 28th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Eleanor Zimmerman. Connie M. Hartloff, age 80, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 24th. Memorials planned Saturday, 2 until 4 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Graveside service at a later date, Wamego City Cemetery. Christy Anders' funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Connie Hartloff. Alicia L. Griffith, age 62, of Bern, passed away December 16th. Celebration of life and remembrance services planned Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Bern Community Building. Hopkins Mortuary of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Alicia Griffith.
James William Ellis, age 78, of Hiawatha, passed away Sunday. Family will receive friends Friday evening, January 3rd, at Chapel Oaks Funeral Home of Hiawatha, in charge of arrangements for James Jim Ellis.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch goes into effect on Saturday coming up. As high pressure dominates our weather pattern here for this afternoon, conditions looking to stay quiet to wrap up your work week. High temperatures seasonably chilly for this time of year in the lower 30s with upper teens tonight. But already on Saturday, expecting a light wintry mix to develop of some freezing rain mixing with some snow and even some sleet at times there on Saturday, as we'll only be into the mid-20s for afternoon high temperatures. Still expecting a wintry mix into Saturday night, then looking to change over to all snow on Sunday, and that snow could be heavy at times. Over 6 inches of snow not out of the realm of possibility there on Sunday, and with some gusty north winds kicking up to 15 to 25 miles per hour, blowing snow will also be a concern. That system finally exits off to the east then for Monday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature for our listening area this time early January, 40 degrees. Average low temperature just a hair under 20. Record high on this date, 75, with the record low being negative 17. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset at 5:16. The National Weather Service urges all to be weather aware this weekend, with freezing rain, sleet, and snow likely starting Saturday afternoon and continuing late into Sunday night. A quick-moving storm that will develop Saturday afternoon and stick around until late into Sunday has the possibility of at least 5 inches of snow in a majority of the KNDY listening area. Winds gusting 30 to 45 miles an hour will also create wind chill temperatures that are expected to be in the single to negative digits. Again, stay weather safe and prepared this weekend with extremely cold temperatures and possibility of snow and sleet plus rain venturing into the KNDY listening area Saturday afternoon. Stay tuned to KNDY and KNDYradio.com for all closings and cancellations as well.
For Stargazers, 2025 promises to be a year of remarkable events. It's a preview of January's heavenly events today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 3rd, the third day of the year. Writer J.R.R. Tolkien was born on this day, and in 1959, the U.S. got its first non-contiguous state when Alaska joined the Union. Skywatchers hardy enough to venture outdoors may be well rewarded. One of the year's principal meteor showers, the Quadrids, reaches peak intensity tomorrow night. But the headliner of the month will be when the moon will meet up with and then eclipse Mars. The occultation is visible throughout the mainland U.S. and nearly all of Canada beginning at 7:30 and 8 p.m. local time, depending on the location. Mars will reappear in the sky about an hour later. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more stargazing advice online anytime. Just go to almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
As the holiday season comes to a close, Vance Jurtis Funeral Homes hopes the men and women of the military are staying safe at their deployment base. May the new year bring these brave individuals home for at least a short time. Happy New Year from Vance Jurtis Funeral Home in Odell, proud to support our military. Leo's Jewelry values the dedication and patriotism of the men and women wearing the uniform of one of the four branches of the military. May you be safe and back in the arms of family in 2025. Happy New Year from Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The quarterfinals in the college football playoffs came to an end last night as the Notre Dame Fighting Irish took care of Georgia, beating the Bulldogs 23-10. So the Final Four is now set in college football. It'll be Notre Dame taking on Penn State, and Texas will face Ohio State. Winners obviously will move on to play for the national championship on January the 20th. Final preparations are underway for the Kansas City Chiefs as they travel to take on the Denver Broncos on Sunday. Carson Wentz will be the starting quarterback. Here's how he is looking forward to the game.
Have fun and, obviously I want to play well and, have success out there and ultimately, more than anything, get a win.
Without multiple starters expected to play for the Kansas City Chiefs, they are a big underdog in the game. The Broncos are a 10.5-point favorite. That game kicks off at 3:25 on Sunday. Mid-American Network Sports. Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Pro Bowl selections were announced yesterday. Five Kansas City Chiefs made the list. A name not on that list, though, is Patrick Mahomes. For the first time in his Kansas City starting quarterback career, Mahomes did not make the Pro Bowl. Center Creed Humphrey, defensive lineman Chris Jones, tight end Travis Kelce, offensive guard Trey Smith, and offensive guard Joe Tooney were the five members of the Chiefs to make the Pro Bowl. The Baltimore Ravens led all teams with nine players making the Pro Bowl. Afternoon, that game tips off at 3 o'clock. The Jayhawks are 0-1 in Big 12 play after losing their home opener for the first time in 33 years to West Virginia. The Jayhawks will play on Sunday. They will go to Central Florida for a 3 o'clock tip-off. There are two college football bowl games today. The First Responder Bowl with North Texas and Texas State. Then the Duke's Mayo Bowl with Minnesota taking on Virginia Tech. Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
High school basketball teams return to the hardwood with our Friday night feature game, Frankfort at Hanover, Battle of the Wildcats, live on KNDY-FM 95.5. On air online and on our mobile app. Washington County tips off at Axtell, Lynn will host Donovan West. Centralia's at Clifton Clyde Friday. Saturday, Valley Heights tips off at Frankfort. And Marysville is back in action Monday hosting Centralia. Games live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1 on air online and on our mobile app.
The rosters for the 52nd annual Kansas High School Shrine Bowl have been announced. The selection of strictly seniors throughout the state of Kansas is comprised of media selections. Marysville's defensive lineman Ashton Schaefer made the team, along with area quarterbacks Brandon Schmelsley of the Axtell Eagles and Jacob Flinty of the Centralia Panthers. Both Schmelsley and Flinty led their respective teams to the state title game in 2024, while Schaefer was able to guide his Marysville Bulldogs to a 6-3 finish, their best record in 5 years. Along with players, Centralia Panthers head football coach Roger Holthouse was also selected to be a member of the East coaching staff. Again, Ashton Schaefer of Marysville, Brandon Schmelsley of Axtell, and Jacob Flinty of Centralia, along with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse, were all named to the Kansas High School Shrine Bowl's roster, which will be played June 21st in Dodge City.
It's time to break out the seeds and potting mix to start your garden plants indoors. You'll save money, increase your variety of plants, and jumpstart the growing season when you start seeds under LED grow lights. Fluorescent tubes used to be the standard because they provided a wide spectrum of light needed for plant growth and flowering. They were relatively inexpensive and readily available. Unfortunately, they used significant amounts of electricity and needed to be replaced every few years. Then many gardeners shifted to full-spectrum fluorescent grow lights. Many last longer than the older and larger fluorescent tubes, but new LED grow lights provide even better light intensity with much less energy. Fortunately, LED light prices have dropped, and if you consider they typically use half the energy of fluorescent tubes, provide consistent light quality, and last up to 5 times longer, the long-term savings outweighs the initial investment. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
Virginia Houston holds a unique distinction. She was the last child born in Pennytown. It's a fact that holds much significance in her life and has influenced the work she does today. We'll go to a place called Pennytown next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1871, former slave Joe Penny purchased 8 acres of land and platted his own town outside of Marshall, Missouri.
That's what makes Pennytown so unique, because it was started by a former slave. Most of them are started by white people, but this was started by a free slave, so that's what makes us so unique.
Virginia Houston shares the story of a small town with a big history, one with personal ties for her.
I was the last person born in Pennytown, December the 8th, 1944.
But at one time, Pennytown was a booming place near Marshall, Missouri.
We're approximately 1,000 people. But then in the late 1940s, due to economic conditions, people was trying to make a better living for their families and everything. And so they moved all across the United States.
On the first Sunday in August, there is a Pennytown reunion at the lone remaining building in the town, Pennytown Free Will Baptist Church. It's significant, though, for being more than a survivor.
That's all we have left is the church, Free Will Baptist Church, and it's on the National Historic Register due to the fact that my mother, Josephine Lawrence, she was instrumental in getting it put on the register. She did not live to see it, of the church being restored, but she knows that we got it done, and she's looking down from heaven. She's one of our angels.
It's a place that holds special meaning to descendants of Pennytown, who now live all across the nation.
It's a little brick church, and it's one room. We have trees all around it. There's the pond on the side of it. That's where the descendants of Pennytown were baptized, including my mother.
About 100 people or more may come back for the reunion, and Virginia reminds everyone that you don't have to be from Pennytown to come visit the historic church and town site. Traveling the countryside in Pennytown near Marshall, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Provide a lot of benefits, but they're also a critical source of food and shelter for pollinators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Native trees are what bees and butterflies prefer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Your trusted online auction partner, Big Iron and Sullivan Auctioneers, proudly celebrate 40 and 45 years of service. From day one, we've been committed to excellence, connecting buyers and sellers in agriculture, construction, transportation, livestock, real estate, and collector car markets. We provide a seamless online experience driven by innovation, integrity, and customer care. Ready to buy or sell? Visit BigIron.com and join the celebration of trusted online auctions built on family values.
When we talk about planting for pollinators, we often think about native wildflowers, but trees are just as important. Nationwide, the top trees for pollinators are oak, cherry, plum, willow, birch, poplar, cottonwood, crabapple, maple, alder, and hickory. Debbie Flegel is the program manager for Trees Forever in Illinois. She says the oak tree is king.
Oak supports caterpillars of 534 different species of butterflies and moths. So oaks are the quintessential wildlife plant. I just read an article recently that oak forests support nearly as many different species as tropical rainforests.
Basswood and linden trees, also known as bee trees, have fragrant blossoms. Basswood honey is one of the most prized types of honey. Willow trees support some of the showiest butterflies and moths. Flegel says flowering shrubs, such as the wild plum, provide a nectar and pollen party for bees, flies, and beetles. Flegel says, we've all seen monarch butterflies on a bright sunny day, but have you ever wondered where they go when it rains?
We don't think about things like that. Pollinators have to have shelter, whether it's the bark of a hickory tree, or it could be a brush pile that you leave at the edge of your garden or the edge of your yard, edge of your farm, where you have gathered up all the sticks, you just leave it in a brush pile. They need shelter, place to get in out of the elements, as well as a place to hide from predators.
Pollinators need food from early spring through late fall. Native trees can provide early sources of pollen when few other plants are flowering. You'll find more information on the best trees for pollinators at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
You won't go wrong if you build on the rock. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. The start of a year is an excellent time to reflect on what Jesus said about weathering the storms of life. In the Sermon on the Mount, he said the foolish person is the one who disregards his teaching. That's like building a house on sand. When a storm comes, the house will collapse. But the wise person listens to what Jesus says and puts it into practice. When storms come, and they will, that person's house will stand. You know, much of what Jesus had to say was about money and possessions. This year, resolve to take his words to heart and put them into practice. Then, when the storms of life rage and the winds blow, you'll stand firm. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store, or learn more at faithfi.com.
Cover crops are helping growers become sustainable. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. The more we learn about cover crops, the better they sound. Jacob Kelly works with commercial horticulture for Alabama Extension.
We can reduce soil compaction with some of these crops. We can increase our soil organic matter. We can control erosion, and that's a big one on a lot of these farms. And there's also some weed control as well as nematode control. And they're also scavengers. They can scavenge nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus from the soil and bring it up to where our crops need to use them.
Kelly says cover crops can even provide pest control benefits.
When we put our insect traps out there to catch these moths, we're catching so many you can't even count them all on the trap. And then we're going out in the field and scouting, and we're not finding very many larvae. We'll find some eggs. The eggs will hatch, but the number of larvae that are out there in the field are very minimal. And that's, I think, partially due to the number of beneficial insects we're bringing in. The parasitic wasp and paper wasps, honeybees, and ladybugs that will destroy any of these unwanted insects before we have to intervene with any insecticides.
Kelly says even tree crops can benefit from cover crops between the rows. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we officially wrap up the holiday season for 2024 and get ready for the deep winter freeze of January, it is a concern It is an ongoing concern and conversation when it comes to mental health awareness, especially for those in the agricultural and the rural communities across the nation. As overall, more than 46 million people live in rural America, with the holiday season presenting some of those added pressures that you may have had gone through as being one of the most stressful times of the entire year. At the same time, the high rates of depression, suicide rates among those in the rural area are 64 to 68% higher compared to those that live in larger urban areas in the nation. And Jeff Winton with Rural Minds right here in Kansas, a nonprofit organization with the vision of rural America, says he wants to bring no stigma to the mental health awareness issue and explains how the holidays can be that increased pressure on the families.
The holidays can be especially stressful for those of us who live on farms. You all know, as I do, that farming can be a financial roller coaster with many factors out of our control. So when those additional financial burdens and expectations are placed on families, whether that's buying gifts or entertaining during the holidays, that can contribute to anxiety and depression. Since many farm families like mine work 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, it can also be difficult to attend holiday gatherings if they conflict with when livestock should be fed or cows need to be milked, leaving some people feeling left out.
He goes on to say that Rural Minds is expanding across the Mid-America region and right here in the state of Kansas, wanting to focus on the mental health awareness in the agricultural community, and does remind that if you do have suicidal or emotional distress, you can call 988 for 24/7 support, along with calling 911 or going to the nearest hospital or emergency room. You can find more information online at ruralminds.org. Again, that was Jeff Winton with Rural Minds. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's cold outside, but spring mowing season will be here soon. Now is the time to bring your Husqvarna mower to Maximum Outdoor for the Husqvarna Winter Service Special. Save 15% off winter service labor or 50% off pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius now through February. Avoid the spring service crunch and save money with the Husqvarna Winter Service Special. South of 21st and Andover Road, or west location south of Kellogg on West Street, or visit MaximumOutdoor.com.
Hydraulics are a big component. From tractors to excavators.
From construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know. The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
A perennial forage crop for livestock makes tasty grain. Research is underway to feed this perennial grain to humans on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Every year, a wheat crop is planted, it grows, is harvested, and then dies, leaving several months of bare soil on the land. Plant breeders at the Land Institute are developing intermediate wheatgrass, which has been used as a forage or as an alternative grain crop. It can be milled into flour, and the products are being sold under the trade name Kernza. Lee DeHaan is the lead scientist for Kernza domestication with the Land Institute. He says besides opportunities for grain, the perennial plant also does a lot for the soil.
Kernza is a crop that we can plant once and then have it live for many years, and it will be green whenever it's not frozen. Spring, summer, even winter here in Kansas, it stays green, and it can be taking up available nutrients, and it holds onto the soil. So roots growing in the soil hold it against erosion and protect that soil, even build soil carbon.
It's not considered an alternative to wheat just yet, but DeHaan says food manufacturers are experimenting with Kernza.
It's a very tiny specialty crop, but we are seeing it substituted for wheat in recipes. So breads and muffins and cookies and pancakes. Beer is a big one that's being explored. All of these are good uses for the grain where humans can eat it directly and explore the new taste options they have available there.
DeHaan says more research has to be done, including yield, seed size, and grain quality. A handful of farmers are now producing and selling Kernza grain, but it will be another 5 to 10 years before the seed is widely available. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about the possibilities for this new grain at agriculture.com.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The newly developed Leaving a Lasting Legacy for Midwestern Farm Women program aims to help agricultural operations stay in business through guidance on succession planning. Ashley Westerholt, Director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, explains the importance of this initiative.
Succession planning is becoming a hot button topic. It should have been forever. We're always in a state of transition. So when you think about succession planning, even if you're 45 or you're 75, the idea of this farm someday being yours, this farm is what you have owned and operated your whole life. And how am I going to pass that to the next generation, or how am I going to enter into that ownership role? So both sides of the coin, again, we're in constant state of transition, but we have seen that since my office has been across the state, the need for more and more information when it comes to succession planning. So this four-part series to be married with the Women in Ag series was a perfect fit so that we can really build upon our communities and know that we're not going through succession transition alone, and build upon our networks within our towns at these locations that we have Women in Ag series to talk about this very heavy emotional topic of succession planning.
She shares the states that are involved.
This is a joint or multi-state project that was funded through the North Central Risk Management Education Grant, where we have partnered with Nebraska and Purdue University to work together to offer this course in Nebraska, Indiana, Kansas, of course. And we even have one location in Oklahoma because they didn't want to miss out on the fun and the information. And so we do have four states that will be represented and be able to log into this series and be a part of it.
Westerholt discusses when this program is taking place.
The first date, our kickoff date, is January 21st. Then we have January 28th, February 4th, and February 11th. And each program, depending on your location, has a different start time. If you want to find more information about your time zone or when the program starts for your area, check in with your local office or your local site, and you would be able to find that information. We also should have that information on agmanager.info, Leaving a Lasting Legacy for Midwestern Farm Women.
That was Ashley Westerholt, Director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, on the Leaving a Lasting Legacy for Midwestern Farm Women program. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we move through a Friday today, market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We are still seeing a lot of red on the board for the grain markets. Corn, wheat, soybeans all down and moving further down as we go along. Livestock market is touching into the red now as well. And we'll see how we close in just a little bit. Looking at your corn, though, March corn is down 9 1/4 cents, 450 and a quarter. May corn down 9 1/4 at 458, even a bushel. In the wheat market, March KC wheat's down 13 1/2 cents. At 538 and a quarter. The May KC wheat down 13 and three quarters at 547, even a bushel. Oats market today, mostly lower here. March oats down 5 1/2 cents at 324, even a bushel. May oats are down 6 pennies at 334 and a quarter. Looking at your soybean market, January soybeans down 19 1/2 cents at 980, even, with the March beans down 21 cents now at 991, even a bushel. Those continue to move downward as we go through the day here. January meal down 1170 at 299.20, with the March meal down 1230 at 307.60, and the soybean oil for January down 46 cents at 39.26, March down 39 cents at 39.88 overall. Cotton market, mostly lower here, as March cotton's down 77 cents at 67.80, May cotton down 78 cents at 68.95. We have the canola for January down 690 at 630 even, and the March canola down $1.80 at 623.20. Moving over to your U.S. dollar index, we are seeing a lot of losses from the gains that we saw yesterday. March index down 37 cents now at 108.83. June index down 23 cents at 108.61. The euro slightly in the green at 103, and the Japanese yen at 64 cents. We have 30-year bonds for March essentially unchanged right now at 113.23, and the 10-year notes down slightly at 108 and a quarter. Stock market mostly in the green, with the Dow Jones up 332.
More to drive in 2025 at Rusty Eck Ford. More selection. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles all ready for you to drive home today. More for your trade. Get the best value for your trade-in vehicle. More award-winning service. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Recognized for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Our factory-certified technicians are here to care for all your auto repair needs. We offer vehicle pickup and drop-off services, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance. More financing options. Our financing team will find the best options to get you into a new car, truck, or SUV. Enjoy zero down payment and low APR financing. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Thomas Trucking Incorporated urges everyone to take a moment to thank the military men and women for protecting this country and hopes 2025 will bring them safely home to their families and friends. From Thomas Trucking Incorporated and Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair. This New Year's, Blue Valley Door Company hopes the men and women of the military are staying safe. Have a happy 2025. From Blue Valley Door Company and Beatrice, service and install all types of garage doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, residential, garage doors and openers.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. No Nippon Steel, U.S. Steel merger. In its Friday editions, the Washington Post reports President Biden has decided to block Nippon Steel from buying U.S. Steel, the steelmaker is vowing to sue. Wall Street's major indices closed down Thursday on the first day of 2025 trading, extending a four-day losing streak into the new year. Boeing says it's on track with improvements to its manufacturing process. The aerospace giant says it's added hundreds of hours of new training programs and reduced defects in 737 fuselage production after last year's incident when a door plug flew off an Alaska Airlines jet in flight. U.S. mortgage rates rose this week to their highest level since July. The benchmark 30-year fixed-rate loan rose to 6.91% last week, according to mortgage giant Freddie Mac, up from 6.62% a year ago. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.